session's on, it's a minute or two early, according to this clock. We'll stand at ease. Please go out and tell the members that the session's. You can open the door. Coming. The page is getting kind of sticky. We haven't recorded our vote yet. Senate would please come to order. The members please vote, signify their presence. All members voted. Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 14 senators present this morning. Senator Fakes is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Senator Fisher is absent because of serious family illness, and Senator Gilman, I've been informed, is on his way here and been delayed by about half an hour. We stand for the invocation.
Let us pray. O God of heaven and earth, we thank you for blue skies, for tall green trees, for snow-covered mountains, for seagulls, terns, and eagles flying over the sparkling waters, and for all the surrounding creation in its majestic grandeur. We appreciate especially the rest of the past night, the relaxation of the weekend, the opportunity for reading, and the time with family and friends. We humbly ask this day for clarity of direction for ourselves, for faithfulness to the ideals of our particular lives, and the necessary wisdom for the political process. We pray all things in the name of Jesus, who is the divine wisdom sent for our world and planned before the universe was formed. Amen.
Secretary certifies the correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 54th, 55th, and 56th legislative days.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move we approve the journal for or the journals for the 54th, 55th, and 56th legislative days be approved as certified.
On objection, so ordered. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move to consent that Reverend Hunt's prayer be spread on the journal.
On objection, Senator Sturgiluski.
Mr. President, I'm asking unanimous consent I be shown as present.
And Senator Mulcahy and Senator Fahrenkamp have the same motion. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, we have some students from the Alaska close-up program. And when I call your name, please stand up so that we can see who you are. We have Counselor Chris Hayden from Juneau, from Chugach. We have Judy Rudd, Young Quist, from Whittier, Lucy Perry. From Heidelberg, Richard Dahlberg, the teacher, Robert Sanderson, Cynthia Franks. From Sitka, Alan Dill, the teacher, Gail Johnson, Chris Tedden, Bill Braun, Sonia Stocker. From Yakutat, we have Celia Eklund, Rosie Russell, Connie Adams. From Cuspuck, we have Sydney Jacobson, the teacher, Mary Zuiker, Stony River, Rebecca Oswald, Upper Kalskag, Molly Saker, Crooked Creek, Wayne Morgan, Antioch, Robert McHenry, Antioch, Brenda Aloysius, Kalskag. We have George Nicholson from Bettles Field, Claude Carlo from Rudy, Lloyd Saunders from Calcag, and Sonia Harris from Middlesfield. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, in the far gallery, I have a constituent who is a recent graduate of the Sitka Academy. He's going to be a VPSO officer at Hooslea, Robert Farmer.
We welcome you all this morning. You have the floor, Senator Lyson.
Mr. President, I just want to take this opportunity to once again introduce a good friend of mine back here, Alan Dill. He's the former president of NEA Alaska, and he's over with our students.
Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House.
Message of March 11, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 14 by the Rules Committee by request of the REAA Budget Oversight Committee extending the life of the Regional Educational Attendance Area Budget Oversight Committee.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
House Bill Number 224, effective date added by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the Board of Nursing and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Labor, Health, Education, Social Services may wish it, but it's essentially, I think, just a registration.
That is the only House message.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 37, state aid for municipalities and other recipients, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ferguson, chairman, and Senator Gilman signed, do pass. Senator Sackett and Senator Halford signed, no recommendation. SB 37 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 11, relating to the use by petty juries of earphones and recommends due pass, assigned Senator Ray Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. HCR 11 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees.
The Joint Senate and House Rules Committee. Would you like that read this morning? On the executive orders.
Let me stand at ease for a moment. That's just the joint session notation if we decide to have one. Are there resolutions for introduction this morning?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 19 by Senator Moss requesting a presidential pardon for Dr. Jim Goodman and restoration of his civil rights through executive clemency granted by the governor.
Judiciary.
That is the only new resolution.
It takes us down to the daily calendar. We just have a citation calendar this morning. You have the floor, Secretary of the Senate.
Citations. Honoring the American Association of University Women by Senators Curtula and Vic Fisher. A citation honoring Louisa Miller by Senator Paul Fisher.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I'd like to have my name honored, added to the citation honoring the American Association of University Women.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I make the request.
Senator Rohde has, Senator Sturgulewski has made the same request. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Same request.
Without objection, perhaps it should be all by all members of the Senate. If there's a motion, I would entertain that motion. Senator Ray.
Move that the citation be sponsored by Senators Curtula and Vic Fisher and all other members of the Senate. Ask unanimous consent.
Bring no objection. Senator
Ray. No other additions or corrections. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. There's no objection. Takes us down this morning to unfinished business. There are items under unfinished business this morning, Senator Ray.
I move to ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on March 30th and March 31st for field trip research. I'll be one of the other days that will be when I go.
Without objection, so noted. Also at this time, I would like to note that the finance chairman has brought to my attention Senate Bill 63, a substantial financial impact, is now in Rules Committee. So without objection, we will give it to Finance Committee, and then it will go to Rules. We'll be at ease.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to have excuse McCall the Senate Friday, March 18th, I believe it's a Friday. I'll be in Anchorage with a public hearing with Senator Josephson and others of the Judiciary Committee.
So noted. No objection. Are there announcements of committee meetings this morning? Senator Ray, Judiciary.
The Judiciary Committee will meet today at 1:30, Senate Bill 131, and House Bill 139, as time permits. Also, just a reminder, on Friday, March the 18th, there'll be a hearing in Anchorage on Senate Bill 121, authorizing capital punishment, classifying murder, etc. The Ad Hoc Committee on Residency will be meeting today at 3 p.m. in room 111, that's President's office, and the Alaska Power Authority is meeting today down at the Baranoff Hotel, in case any of the members would like to.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, today at 3 to 4:30 in the Belts Room, we'll be continuing in Resources markup on Senate Bill 124, an act amending the Alaska Agriculture Loan Act.
Health Education.
Thank you,
Chairman.
Mr. President. The HES Committee will meet at 3 today to take up the issue of the repeal or suspension of the Certificate of Need program.
Further announcement of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Paul Fisher.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to make a brief comment.
What?
A brief comment on a trip that
I've taken. You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to thank my colleagues for allowing me the opportunity to undertake the on-site inspection of the Valdez and Seward Grain Terminal. Mr. President, the trip was extremely valuable and a real eye-opener to what is really happening to the future of agriculture in the state of Alaska. I plan to submit a brief report of my findings early next week to this body. Thank you.
Senator Ray.
If there's no other business come before the Senate, I move we adjourn till 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 15th.
We're adjourned till 10 a.m.